Chapter 12. The Words of the Humble. By your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. From Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. St. James, in his strong epistle, says, "If a person is without fault in speech, he is a man in the fullest sense, because he can control his whole body." From James chapter 3, verse 2. So let anyone aiming at humility commit no sins by words contrary to humility. The humble person is, before all else, the one who does not talk about humility, or at least talks about it very little. This virtue, like purity, is a virtue which shuns attention. It must be practiced unknowingly and without publicity. There, as everywhere else, Christ is our example and our lesson. He is the master of humility. His mission is to teach it to us, and yet the gospel only gives one sentence having a direct bearing on it: "Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble." The humble person does not speak uselessly. In that, she is also practicing the virtue of discretion, for as soon as one strives to practice perfectly any one virtue, especially humility, one practices all the others at the same time. Nothing is so abused as the precious gift of speech. Nothing is as forgotten as this warning of Christ's, although it is such a serious, formal one, quote, "I assure you, on Judgment Day, people will be held accountable for every unguarded word they speak." From Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. The Imitation of Christ says, "One's speech is fruitful only when one willingly keeps silence." From Book 1, chapter 20. The humble person speaks little of herself, very little, and not at all when possible. However, she does not refuse to talk about herself when charity requires it, for, says St. Francis de Sales, "a humility which would be prejudicial to charity would undoubtedly be false." The humble person is very discreet about her own interior life. St. Teresa wrote in her Maxims, "Do not let the devotion which you have in your heart appear, unless there is some great necessity to make you do so." The devil is very clever at exploiting the best things to the profit of pride. When the humble person speaks about her neighbor, she does so with all the respect she owes to his dignity as a free being whom God reserves to himself alone the right to judge. Even though no formal duty obliges her to be silent, she is careful not to express rashly her unfavorable impressions. She possesses the art of excusing her neighbor when he is attacked in her presence. She does not make a parade of being more virtuous than the one doing the blaming or of giving a lesson, for she is not aiming at appearing to be humble and virtuous, but at consolidating unity. The humble person is the one who speaks or is silent according to what the service of her master requires at the actual moment. Family life, social life, friendships all require an exchange of ideas by means of speech. Daily life, made up of laborious duties, needs relaxation and agreeable recreation. The humble person speaks with courage, but with circumspection, when it is a matter of defending a worthy cause. A timid silence, which is not humility in any sense of the word, could be taken as assent, but she tries to speak in a way which will make her words acceptable. Holy Spirit, love of the Father and the Son, inspire me always as to what I should think, what I should say, how I should say it, when I should be silent. Cardinal Verdier.